welcome to First Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. We have a number of announcements this morning. I'm going to start with Alice Flight.
Good morning.
Oh, that's not on. So hang on. Tommy's got you in a second.
No, turn it on.
Oh, turn it on. There's a red. Yeah, there's someone with the red thing.
Hello, good morning. This weekend is our annual youth retreat up at Nobleview Outdoor Center in Russell from Friday night until Sunday. And what we're asking is if anyone can bake or give us dessert snacks, we would love that. And see me afterwards at coffee hour to we'll coordinate when we can pick it up. If there's any youth who would like to join us, I believe there are a few spots left, so please see me after church at coffee hour. Thank you.
Thank you, Alice. I think I have, does anyone else have any announcements?
Yes, I have an announcement.
Wait a minute, Shay has an announcement? All right, Shay, come on. I don't know, let's see, how are we gonna do this? Come on.
Good morning. In church school today, we were watching the Lego scene from the fall.
Yes. Oh, thank you. I asked, didn't I? Cindy LaPlante has a lovely basket filled with your statement from 2023. So your 2023 statement, if you gave money to First Congregational Church for your tax purposes, Cindy has those envelopes. Please see her. Out in the hallway on the chalkboard, we have sign-ups for Lenten lunches. They're back. So we're going to do Lenten lunches on Fridays during Lent. So the first one will take place on February 16th. So if you want to help with the Lenten lunches, you can sign up. If you have questions about the Lenten lunches, please see Cindy or Carol Whalen. Pleasure. Also, starting in Lent on Thursdays during Lent, so February 15th is the first one, we are having a Bible study, and it's all women in the Bible. So if you are at all interested, whether you're male, female, anybody's welcome to join us for those. Thursday afternoon at 2:30 here, and then Thursday evenings out in Southwick. Go to the one that you can get to. All right? So we'll do 2:30 here on Thursdays, 7 o'clock on Thursdays out in Southwick. Tomorrow is Monday, which means we're supposed to have our soup luncheon that we host and other churches come and help with. Here's the catch. If there's no school, there's no lunch. So I still need potentially 2 to 3 volunteers to come, but I need you to watch the TV or give me your name and I'll make sure I email you, hey, we're not having this. All right? If there's no school, there's no lunch. Because our offices are closed when the schools are closed due to the weather. Or we work. It's not that I'm home eating Fruit Loops. I'm home working. All right, so please keep that in mind. And the last reminder is Ash Wednesday is February 14th. We're going to talk a little bit about that in the sermon today. But the Ash Wednesday service is out in Southwick. Maundy Thursday is here. Ash Wednesday, Southwick. Maundy Thursday, here. Are there any other announcements? Shay, you good? Let us worship God.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please join me in the call to worship found in your bulletin. God comes into a world filled with uncertainties and darkness.
God seeks out the voice of the
God embraces the wounded and broken.
God knocks down the walls of division and strife.
God is the candle shining in the darkness of our days.
God is the light of our lives.
God is the one who makes all things new.
Praise be to God, now and forevermore.
And join us in the gathering hymn, Lord of All Hopefulness, in the blue hymnal number 89.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
You may be seated. How many people here like to travel? I like to travel. I like to go on a little journey sometimes. I'm not wild about flying, but if I get to go in the car, I'm pretty happy. People, for years, thousands of years, have gone on journeys. And they have traveled and they've gone to see different places. Some journeys take you very far away. Some journeys exist in our heads and in our minds. And we can be in a spot or we can stand in a place. It's too bad Cindy Gaylord's not here, she'd like this. But it would take you back to, 1860. For example, when they first built the sanctuary, and to other spots within the church. Well, today, oh young people, you are going on a journey. And it's a journey that will help you, much like it helped the Israelites. We're going to hear about them when you guys go upstairs. But it's a journey that will teach you something and give you some history about who we are here at First Congregational Church. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Okay? So I hope that you enjoy your journey. Again, the most important part of the journey, of course, is to listen to your tour guide at all times. Stay in line. Don't mess around. Please pray with me. Good and gracious God, we give you thanks for gathering us here together yet again on this snowy Sunday morning. We ask you to be with our young people and those who instruct them so that they may continue to learn your ways much as we do here. We ask all this in the name of the greatest teacher of all, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may go to, I'm going to get out of the way, your church school classes. Woohoo!
Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 through 20. This is Moses speaking to the Israelites before they cross the Jordan River. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. You shall heed such a prophet. This is what you requested of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly, when you said, "Let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, or see this great fire any more, lest I die." Then the Lord replied to me, "They are right in what they have said. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their own people. I will put my words in the mouth of the prophet, who shall speak to them everything that I command. Anyone who does not heed the words that the prophet shall speak in my name, I myself will hold accountable. But any prophet who presumes to speak in my name a word that I have not commanded the prophet to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that prophet shall die. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
And please join me in Psalm 111. It's printed in your bulletin. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright in the congregation.
Great are the deeds of the Lord. They are studied by all who delight in them.
O Lord, your work is full of majesty and splendor, and your righteousness endures forever.
You make your marvelous works to be remembered. You are gracious and full of compassion.
You give food to those who fear you. You are ever mindful of your covenant.
You have shown your people the power of your works in giving them the lands of the nations.
The works of your hands are faithfulness and justice. All your commandments are sure.
They stand fast forever and ever, because they are done in truth and in equity.
You send redemption to your people. You commanded your covenant forever. Holy and awesome is your name.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Those who act accordingly have a good understanding. The praise of the Lord endures forever.
Our gospel reading this morning continues with the first chapter of Mark. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Just then, there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once, his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
I believe we've discussed this before, but how many people here have found themselves with insomnia? Yeah, I have it sometimes. Maybe you're like me and your mind takes off to different places and people you've encountered. Perhaps you dwell on an embarrassing moment or go to a painful place where something happened in your past. Or something goofy, like, gee, I wish I had spelled the word squadron correctly in the 7th grade spelling bee, and then you sit there and you stew about that one. I don't know. Well, you know what? I didn't spell it correctly. But look what's happened since. Somehow, I managed to survive. I managed to have a relatively successful career in a classroom. Some not so successful, but managed to work through those. Worked in the management of a major retail chain. Earned a bachelor's and a master's degree. Have my own home, got married to a great person, and have just completed 2 years as pastor teacher at First Congregational Church in Westfield. Oh, everyone here has a similar story to tell. You've married, maybe divorced and remarried, raised children, have some grandchildren, own your own homes, have good jobs, maybe some jobs that weren't so good in your past, graduated with various degrees, and found yourself in the surprising position of, hey, this isn't so bad after all. That doesn't mean that it comes without doubts, issues, sickness, and things that crawl around our brain, and issues that cause us to stay awake at night, and a host of other things. Now, some people will refer to those things as demons. Demons that might haunt us, if you will. Now, we don't know the nature of the demons that are mentioned in the gospel lesson this morning. However, we do know they recognized Jesus' authority when he ordered them out. And of course, much like a smart-mouthed 15-year-old, the demons thought they should talk back to Jesus. As a side note, now that I don't have to do with smart mouth 15-year-olds anymore, they tend to make me laugh, but that's okay. But what do those demons do? They respect the authority that Jesus has over them and take leave of the person who was possessed. If the things that trouble us could be called demons, do we let them possess us? Do we dwell on those things that we wished that we could have changed in our lives and forget about all the good things that have happened, be it because of a decision we made or the hard work we put into something? Have we ever asked in our prayers to be released from these things that bug us or haunt us or keep us from acknowledging the good things that have happened in our lives? It is okay to ask and or pray for these things. Sometimes it's even in the asking or recognizing that these things can be lessened in our lives. Other times, though, we may get hung up on the fact that someone has authority over us. Now, authority can mean different things to us. It can cause some of us to bristle when we learn that someone or something has authority over us, especially as adults who worked so hard to be independent Maybe we have been people of authority. Oh, for children or students, maybe for those of us who taught, or perhaps you were the supervisor at work, or you owned the business. Other times, though, people don't have authority over us until we grant it. There are times at home that I am simply not the authority in what's going on. Even though I knew or I know it's better to let Mark handle a certain situation, a small part of me sometimes resents that I maybe didn't have authority over this repair or this renovation. How many of us have been in that situation? It's our house, but I'm not making the decision. I don't understand this one. But here's the thing. As we mature, most of us realize that having authority comes with a great deal of responsibility. Through illness or other incapacity, we or our loved ones have had to turn authority in our lives over to someone else. In the same way that we grow emotionally mature, we can also grow spiritually mature. It is in this spiritual maturation that we can give authority over to God, be it Mother, Father, Creator, Son, Redeemer, Savior, or Holy Spirit or Sanctifier. Our gospel this morning, the scribes and the Pharisees, what is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits and they obey him. Perhaps it's time for all of us to see if we can give up on some authority or authority in general and turn it over to God. Let's try to not get hung up or tangled in the fact that we're not in charge all the time. We have all heard the saying, let go and let God. We have to rely on the knowledge that God will give us the tools that we need to handle a situation. It is up to us to recognize that sometimes the tools come in the person of a spouse, a family member, or a trusted friend. And sometimes we have to even give that up to a relative stranger. It is much easier to give that authority to someone who loves us than someone we love. Day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year, God gives us that unconditional love. 2 weeks from now, we are going to enter into the season of Lent. And this year, Ash Wednesday happens to fall on Valentine's Day, the day that we celebrate love. So our theme this year will be Season of Lent, Season of Love. And we're going to talk more about it as it approaches. But in the meantime, I encourage all of us to take some time this week to turn your troubles over to the one who has the authority to take care of them and take care of us. Let us ask God for the ability to ask, to wait, to listen, and to hear what the one who speaks with authority has for us. What gifts have been bestowed on us to deal with our trouble and issues? What gifts have been given to others who can be of assistance? Let us recognize our own spiritual maturity and to recognize this authority as love. Amen. Let us take just a moment of quiet reflection. As we come to prayer this morning, we are ever mindful of the joys and concerns listed in our worship guide. We pray for members and friends of our congregation, and in a special way, Armand, Olivia, Jonathan, Barbara, Ann, Jeff, Dave, Castle, Kathy, Shirley, Judy, Marilyn, Leslie, Tom, Jean, Lindsay, Kurt, Ariana, John, Susan, Robert. We remember our friends in senior care facilities, Nancy, Joan, Betty, Bob, Barry, and Leslie. And we remember those prayers and those intentions that remain in the silence of our hearts, known only to us and to God. May God be with you. Please pray with me. We give you thanks and praise, O God, for your justice stands in splendor and majesty, and you nourish the faithful with mercy and kindness. You are the one God who created all things for whom we exist. From the beginning, you have revealed your mighty deeds and upheld a covenant with your chosen ones. You raised up among your people a prophet greater even than Moses, your son and our teacher, Jesus of Nazareth. With words and deeds of authority, he has taught us not the knowledge that puffs up, but the love that builds up. You put your holy words in his mouth, and at his word even the demons fall silent. When he was crucified, you raised him to life, and now it is through him that we exist, and in him the crippling grip of death is broken forever. Therefore, with our hearts lifted high, we offer you thanks and praise at all times, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Amen. When we give of ourselves to meet the needs of others, we are co-creators in the health of God's creation. As we have been given much, let us give in return. Our morning offering will now be received. Thank you. from us. You are as close as our breathing. We recognize you as the one who heals the wounded spirit and gives new life to the brokenhearted. We offer you these gifts, O God, as a sign of our commitment to your grace and authority. Take us and use us in all that we have, so that the kingdom of heaven will be realized on earth through Christ our Lord. Amen. Power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.